May it please the court, my name is Jihan Thomas. I represent
the petitioner. Yes, could you keep your voice up, please?
Okay, I would like to keep 1 minute rebuttal time. Although the board has broad discretion to deny or grant a motion to reopen, in this case, we ask this court to find that the board has abused its discretion for two reasons.
Keep your voice up.
Petitioner motion to reopen rested on both his conversion to Christianity and detailed evidence of changed country condition in his country of nationality, Indonesia. The board only analyzed petitioner conversion to Christianity while ignoring completely the attached evidence detailing the increased violence against Christians. Now, the board...
I should know the answer to this, and I don't. Who makes the determination whether escalation in violence constitutes changed conditions? An Article III court, or the Court of Appeals, or the BIA?
It should be the board, Your Honor. They should check what was the administrative record, what was admitted, whether the new evidence was qualitatively different from the former hearing. And I think the board did not do that in this case. They, in fact,
if they had added a sentence that they had considered the application, both the conversion and the alleged escalation, and found that in context they should not reopen, then there'd be no.
That is correct, but they did not do that.
They didn't do it.
They just only ruled the fact that he has converted, and based on a line of cases from this honorable court, which is Sen, He, and Lopez Almaraz, they said that his change or his conversion to Christianity is a personal change circumstances and does not constitute is not a grounds for a motion to reopen under USC 1229. But this case is completely different from He, Chen, or Lopez Almaraz, because it's not resting solely on petitioner conversion to Christianity. He has also attached qualitative evidence that depicts an increased violence against Christians in Indonesia.
What's the additional evidence?
Well, this is what I'm going to show to the court. The qualitative end of it for two reasons, Your Honor. I've now shown government culpability in the persecution of the Christians in Indonesia. And I'd like to refer to the record. As the government in the Freedom of International Religious Freedom Report, it says, while often police were present, they either failed to attack or even assisted the militants in their attacks against the Christian churches. That would be, Your Honor, in AR-35. 100 Muslim extremists accompanied by local government authorities threatened to tear down a church at AR-43. And then local government authorities accompanied by an Islamic mob attempted to demolish two buildings at AR-51. And then attacks on theological schools, violent destruction and deaths, despite the fact that 400 police members were present. So we're talking here now, there's a culpability, and the government is not just acquiescing, but is actually participating in the persecution of the Christians in Indonesia. That is exactly what that qualitative evidence that this honorable court has found in Malti v. Ashcroft.
So you're just not relying on her conversion to Christianity?
No, Your Honor. We're asking, maybe this is a case of first impression, because all the other cases before the circuit has dealt with just personal change circumstances. I believe in He v. Gonzalez in the dicta, this honorable court has held that it would deny the petition, however, absent additional circumstances in the changed country condition in China, it would have granted the petition. Also, I believe...
But I take it you would agree with us, though, that we don't analyze whether the change or the evidence that you submitted rises to the level of material changed country conditions, right? We'd still have to remand if the BIA did no analysis on that. Now, it may be that on remand the BIA determines based on the 50, 70 pages that you submitted that the change conditions are not sufficiently material, but that analysis is up to them to determine in the first instance. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that, Your Honor, but I believe this honorable court can remand it back to the board and indicate that it abused its discretion, because under the precedent of this honorable court, it always says that the board acts arbitrarily, contrary to the law, and irrationally if it does not evaluate the evidence or even...
Oh, so you're asking that we look at the changed country condition evidence and indicate that there is evidence of material change country conditions?
That is correct, Your Honor. And I believe respondent has also argued to this court that this court examined in Tambo-Bolan the same period and found that Christians are a disfavored group in Indonesia.
Well, you have to look at all the evidence that's in the record. That may
correct.
Be the
it's
case. And Judge Nguyen is right that there's little here to suggest that they really considered the additional evidence. That's really the task of the board.
Yes, Your Honor, and I rest, and if there's any question, I
will. It's not material to what you're arguing. I take it, did the IJ make any credibility determinations about the legitimacy of the conversion?
I don't think that wasn't even before the IJ, because right. At that time he was still...
Oh, no, that's good. But of course not. They denied
the board,
it.
But the board accepted that he has already converted to Christianity.
Yeah, they assumed it to be true.
But it said that it was just the personal change circumstances, and under 8 U.S.C. 1229, he must show also a changed country condition. Mm-hmm. And they completely ignored 100 pages of evidence documented a qualitative change in Indonesia that accompanied his conversion to Christianity.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You have a few minutes for rebuttal.
May it please the court, Nicholas Harling for the respondent. In this case, the petitioner made two arguments to excuse the untimeliness of the motion to reopen. He argued that he had recently converted to Christianity and that conditions for Christians in Indonesia had gotten worse. The board acknowledged both those arguments. However, the board only explicitly ruled on the first argument. That
shouldn't it have ruled on the second?
That is a good question, Your Honor.
Doesn't look like they did.
Well, that's what I thought at first as well.
I read your brief. It's interesting.
It's interesting because whether the board was required to speak on the issue or not comes down to what this court requires under its case law. If this court ultimately determines that under its past case law, the board should have explicitly ruled on whether there had been changed country conditions for Christians in Indonesia, then the proper course of action is for the court to remand the case back to the board to make that determination in the first instance. However, in reading the court's case law, and in particular the He v. Gonzalez case, the first time I read it, I thought, well, perhaps remand is the appropriate course of action because the court in that case said this is a change in personal circumstance. And then, as petitioner's counsel quoted, the court goes on to say, absent additional evidence of changed circumstances in China, following the BIA's issuance of the final order, we must deny the petition for review. And then the court cites a Second Circuit case, which states that leaving open the possibility that the petitioner who has changed personal conditions might also be able to show changed country conditions, that might be enough. However, when I read further in the He case, just another paragraph below, the court says, the He's have provided insufficient supporting documentation to establish changed country conditions in China for reasons other than the change in their personal circumstances. So it seems to suggest to me in reading that paragraph that what the court was saying is the aliens in that case had changed personal circumstance, and what they failed to do was show some other type of changed country conditions unrelated to their change in personal circumstance.
I don't understand that reading of it, because unless it applied to you personally, what difference does it make that there have been changed conditions? It would seem to me that the change condition would have to be germane to your own personal status.
What the court was saying is, unless they have another basis other than their change in personal circumstance, and he it was the birth of an additional child, unless they can show something else, my reading of he...
But bear with me. Assume, and there wasn't a finding, assume that there was a genuine conversion, and assume that, in fact, as found by the BIA, Christians were being, there were changes. I mean, the things had changed, and it was getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, shouldn't then the relief be granted, regardless of, I mean, it just seems to me that the BIA ought to take a look at it.
What I would reply to that, Your Honor, is, again, in He, the court cited other courts and cited the Second Circuit's statements for the policy of stating that if you allow a change in an alien to reopen an untimely case based on changed personal circumstance, it allows the alien to game the system. Now, if you add the additional requirement that changed personal circumstances will be excused if it is also additionally accompanied with a change in country conditions related to that personal circumstance, although it makes it a little bit more difficult to game the system, nevertheless, the alien is still able to.
How are they gaming the system? They have to go back and have a hearing. I mean, either their conversion is true.
Correct.
Or it's not, and the IJ will make that determination.
I don't believe that the question revolves around whether the conversion was true. As in this case...
Well, no, I mean, you said it provides an opportunity to game the system. This is just merely a motion to reopen, and the result of that is the proceedings below are reopened, and the board can't make findings of fact, so the board would remand it to the IJ to make a determination as to whether there's a true change, you know, whether it's an honest conversion, and then to evaluate the conditions and whether they've changed significantly since the prior proceeding. And but the gaming, I guess you're referring to, is the if it's not found to be true, the conversion, then he's delayed his removal.
That's true, Your Honor. And then also the fact that...
You know, Congress still left open the possibility, and the board recognizes motions to reopen frequently. I mean, we've sent cases over to them, and they've granted motions to reopen.
Of course,
you know, they do.
However, it's interesting. If you have this added requirement, when you have a change in personal circumstance, but you allow for a genuine change in country conditions, if accompanied with that, to be the basis of a motion to reopen, mm-hmm. then really it doesn't matter whether the change was in personal circumstance or not. So then that begs the question, what have all the other courts been talking about when they've affirmed board denials based on changed personal circumstance? If it doesn't matter whether, if all you really have to show is a genuine change in country conditions, then it doesn't matter whether that change is related to your personal circumstance or not.
Yeah, in the final, I mean, I thought of this gaming thing. I mean, there's a possibility somebody can con the IJ into an ungenuine conversion was a genuine conversion. There also is a gaming the system. You're staying in the country a little longer.
Correct, Your Honor.
Isn't that a small price to pay when weighed against what, you know, suppose there was a genuine conversion and suppose conditions really had gotten worse to allow the person to stay here? I mean, I hear you. I mean, you're not, it's not a silly argument, but it comes down to a weighing of interest.
It does, Your Honor. And again, it's not a question of whether it would have been better for the board to explicitly speak to that second argument. Of course, it would have been clearer and perhaps better. The question that I am here and defending is whether the board was required to. And under the court's law, I'm not sure it was required to. It's unclear.
You know, other circuits have kind of have addressed this issue as well. I mean, there's an interesting case from the Seventh Circuit.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Posner. That's a lot to say about this situation.
Yes, Your Honor. Are you referring to
I'm referring to Lou? Shuhan Lou? Is that the one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm only familiar. I was just familiar with the Zhao case that the court in P cited. So again, Your Honor, it basically comes down to if the court decides that the board erred in not explicitly making a determination on whether there had been changed country conditions for Christians in Indonesia,
yeah,
the proper recourse is to remand.
That's correct.
However, if under the court's case law that's not required, then the board did not err.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. We appreciate your argument there. You have some time for rebuttal.
Thank you. Your Honor, the board in this case did not at all question the genuity, whether he converted or not. They accepted as a fact that the letter that was presented.
Well,
I
injected that issue wrongly because they denied the motion to reopen.
Yeah, I know, but they said, you know, they never questioned or the genuine of his Christianity.
No.
They said it was based on a personal change circumstance.
I would assume that if the board were to find that, assuming the genuineness of the conversion, there has not been a change circumstance, that's the end of the case.
That is correct, but they never did that. But so it wasn't an issue before the board. And two, I mean, the government is indicating that maybe the board was not required. And I understand under this court precedent in Najbandi that the board does not have to write an exegesis on every contention. But the change country condition was the only contention that the board was asked to rule, evaluate, and analyze in order to qualify petitioner under the motion for 8 U.S.C. 1229.
The result of if they grant the motion to reopen, it doesn't mean that you're going to get relief.
I understand, Your Honor. You know,
it goes back so that they can take a look.
That is correct. And then also on the third argument, this court analyzed in Sarkis v. Holder. It's an unpublished opinion. Yes. It analyzed the fact whether it was a personal change circumstance in addition to a changed country condition, whether it was appropriate to remand. In that specific case, we had a petitioner. He was a Lebanese. He married a Jewish lady. And then he presented evidence that there was anti-violence against Western and anti-Israeli, you know, violence in Lebanon, and he asked to remand. Again, the board denied the case, resting in that it was based on his personal change circumstances because it was because of his marriage to the Jewish lady. This honorable court remanded it back, asking it to evaluate the changed country conditions in Lebanon as it relates to Sarkis' changed personal circumstances, i.e. his marriage to the Jewish lady. So it is possible, because you won't have the change country condition would not be pertinent unless it actually relates to you and it relates to your own circumstance. So based on that, we respect the request.
I'm asking a question just to be educated, since district judges don't hear appeals from the BIA. What would happen here? Suppose there's a remand for the question of whether there was changed conditions. Would the BIA then remand it to the IJ for determination on both issues, or would there be argument before the BIA on the threshold question whether the escalating violence constituted a changed condition?
No, actually, the board is required to send it back to the immigration judge for a full hearing to determine the Christianity,
on both
the changed country condition, if he would be, you know, well-founded fear, and there would be any particular.
So there would not be argument in the BIA about. You know, the initial argument would not be in the BIA about the change conditions.
That is correct. It has to go back to the immigration court. Thank you, Your Honor, so much.
Thank you, counsel. We appreciate, as I said, your arguments in this case. Matter is submitted at this time.